It's time now for our Education Insider segment with Erin Scammell, Communications Manager at Unity College, former teacher as well. She joins us with the head of the junior school, Sally Blatchford. Welcome to the studio, Erin and Sally.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jenny.
So the big topic today and this week is, of course, the flooding that's going on. What's the sentiment like in your school at Murray Bridge?
Well, we're constantly watching the flood levels and the information that's been put out by local government, the councils, around the impact that that'll be having on our families. So as an executive, we are constantly meeting to discuss how we can best support our families.
Yeah. And Erin, any thoughts on, there's been so much uncertainty in recent years. Does it affect the kids?
Well, I think floods are obviously not something that happen every year. They're unprecedented. You don't really plan for these. You lean on past experiences to work forward. The children at school are talking about it, the staff at school are talking about it, and our community are talking about it as well. So obviously it's affecting many of us, and will continue to do so for months ahead. We can lean on past experiences such as what we've learnt from COVID to help manage any anxieties around this for students and for families alike. So it's a matter of pulling from the toolkit we've built over the last years, specifically since 2020, in order to support our families and the community moving forward.
Sally, it's pretty amazing, isn't it, just how something like COVID created a real urgency to create new systems and just roll with the punches.
It definitely did. It threw us in the deep end, and we needed to adjust very quickly to continue to educate our children. We adapted to go online and provide those online platforms for families so they could continue to be educated remotely or at a home level with the parent support, and through very effective communication from the school and the families. I think we were quite successful at that.
Erin, tell us about some things that you've been impressed with at Unity College in terms of ways that the school has adapted and helped kids be resilient.
I think Unity College, like many other schools across Australia and the world for that matter, have really adapted to online fluency. There's no doubt that parents have picked up things that they wouldn't have expected to have done before, and I think this actually helps strengthen the learning moving forward. So parents are aware that they need to then sit down and read with their children if they're in the early years, and also go through their assignments with them if they're in the high school years, because it's really important to have that family connection to learning, not just from the school. It's really, I mean, obviously we're going to provide exceptional learning opportunities for students at school, but with the support of parents, it can take that into the next level, you know, and it can really catapult that learning opportunity forward for students. So I think having that online fluency and that, as Sally said, that really strong communication between families and schools has enabled us to provide those better opportunities. It's just a matter of continuing to access that approach to learning from both sides of the scale.
With us at the moment is our Education Insider, Erin Scammell from Unity College, alongside head of the junior school, Sally Blatchford. And Sally, something that I personally experienced when coming out of some lockdown, we were pretty lucky in SA because the lockdowns weren't too bad, but just going back to parties again and just thinking, how do you communicate with people? Just having that social anxiety, I can only imagine what it's like for young children having to readapt and face re-entering the classroom and group learning environments. How has that all gone?
We at school have been looking at the data and the surveys and the reports coming out about the mental health and wellbeing of our children. A lot of the reports are looking at children aged 7 and up. It is overwhelming that the stats are saying that there is concerns around that mental health and wellbeing sector of children, and schools are really encouraged to look at what resources are available to children to help them with that socialising again. We do have children in kindies who have never had that opportunity to socialise because mother groups or parent groups couldn't happen because childcare sectors were only taking vulnerable or parents who had to work, and play groups closed down. So they are entering a kindy for the first time, not having that socialising experience. We've got year two children at school who have not yet experienced a full year of normal education. And we've got year 12s finishing their education, going through senior school of and not a normal process. So it's really important for schools to explore options around support in that, whether it be community-based support, whether it be a human resource, or if that's not an opportunity, then maybe looking at and what programs and what teacher education can be put in place for these to support these children.
Yeah, because that's such a disruption, isn't it? Mm. Socialising is so important.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Socialising. Yeah. And we are creatures of being social and communicating with one another. So children need to be in that environment where they can learn that.
I think leaning on what Sally said, a lot of the research has shown that the students are carrying a lot of the emotional baggage that COVID presented. One in five students really still struggle with social anxieties entering into that learning environment. So moving forward with the proposition of more restrictions, we really need to be aware of that research that we have at our disposal. We can't put COVID aside. We can't put the effect of anything else that comes our way, Japanese encephalitis, flooding, any other things that we can't plan for. Thankfully, we do have the positives out of COVID, which is data and research and information and experience that gives us that really strong toolkit to support these children to be the best that they can be, to learn the best that they can, and to be as involved within the school community and the Murraylands community to the best of their ability.
Absolutely. And just on a personal level as well, is the flood affecting you individually, Sally and Erin?
Yes. My husband and I own a river cruise business in Manham. We're Four Knots Murray River Cruisers, and we have officially closed today.
Oh.
The water levels are too high to safely board people. The electricity has been cut, so it's time to park the boat for a little while, just until the water recedes.
Oh, that's really sad. It must be a big day for you.
It is, yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sure it's a bit hard for you to say at this stage. You'll be looking through all the details of the government package and seeing if there's any support, and then hopefully in the next couple of months being able to reopen.
Yeah, it was definitely well received yesterday, the announcement from the Premier in the Riverland and then attending Manham to make those announcements. So there will be a lot of businesses in the tourism and the main street waiting to see what's going to be offered and the details around that.
Yeah. And what about you, Erin? Are you affected by the floods?
Yeah, well, we've got a small farm on the river, and we're scrambling to ensure the levee bank has integrity, and our neighbours are building a higher levee in their area. So, yeah, there's a very good chance that our flats will be flooded. Mm-hmm. So, but obviously, you know, we're affected. Our school community is affected, and there are many, many other people who are affected. So our thoughts and prayers go out to everybody in the Murraylands and beyond that are affected by these floods coming our way.
It just goes to show, you know, educators and students and parents, we're all going through so much. Mm. Often you don't see it because it might not be an emergency affecting everyone, but something that you, I imagine, have to keep in mind when you're teaching or, you know, in the school community.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, yeah.
Thanks, well, thank Jenny. You. Thanks so much
thank
for your time.
You. Thank you.